चैतन्य चैतमित क्लास गिवन इन हाउस ऑफ गौरंगा रानी माता जी इन तेहरान ईरान ऑन 1st of October 2010 बाय हिज होलीनेस सुभाग स्वामी महाराज
His eldest son objected. Therefore, he could not carry out his decision. But you know, Rukmini herself, she was princess. She is also belong to the royal family. Usually likes prince. They also become diplomatic. So she wrote a letter in confidence. Nobody knows. A letter confidential to Krishna. A Brahmin carrying, and Krishna read everything, and Krishna agreed. He says, kidnap me during this time when I will be going. The girl before marriage, go to worship, take blessing of Mother Durga, Amba. The deity is still there. If you come to India, the sister deity is still there. I went few times, I saw that deity. His self-manifest coming out from the heart on his own. Durga deity, so many people. In India, millions of years old things are still there, especially in South India, because Muslims couldn't go there to destroy, because the temples are huge, colossal, like a fort. They cannot easily destroy. By the time they come from north to south, they are already exhausted. And by that time, so many they have to face impediment. Then again go and fight. But North India, East, West, So many times. Lord Shiva, Krishna, Ramchandra, so again they are building now, of course, those are orthodox Hindus. The elderly Brahmin said, my daughter is my own property. If I choose to give my daughter property to someone, who has the power to stop me? My dear boy, I will give my daughter to you in charity. I will neglect the position of all others. Don't doubt me in this regard. Just accept my proposal. Chotovik prakahe jadi karna dite man Gopaler age kahasan satya vachan Gopaler age vipra kahite lagila Tumi jano nich karna ihare ami dila. The young Brahmin replied, if you have decided to give your young daughter to me, then say so before the Gopal deity. This is common. Still now in the villages of India, nobody in front of the deity will tell lie there. So they don't go to the court. They court, if there is a dispute, let us go to the temple. You tell what you said, I tell I will say. Receive discrepancy. Usually nobody there in front of deity tell. I don't know city people, but that is the system. City people means what? This is Britishers came and make big cities. Now they are watching video, television, all these things, little changes. But those are hardcore people, still not so many television in the village, I know. People don't like. The moment there is television, India government arrange very cheap television. You give in small installment long time. But they have got anxiety and tension. Every month I have to give this much. Every day, periodically I have to give this much. And previously, before this television, they used to relax in the evening. They have got so much time. Gossip, relax their time, enjoy, whatever. It may be bad, maybe smoking BD or whatever. But gossiping. But they don't like this tension. I saw in Bangladesh same thing. One guy got Nobel Prize, a professor, by introducing a village bank. You can borrow bank from the money, the bank, but putting in mortgage your everything household. And they find there is tremendous anxiety to pay every periodically this much amount. And they cannot give, they come to take away their household goods. And they got so much in anxiety over again anxiety. Fighting with the people of the company. They inform the government, this we don't like, get, throw out our all these things what bank gave, we don't want. We don't want on loan buying something, no. Isn't that? You know, in the material now, present day, any rich country you go, everything is a higher purchase. He is like a missed higher purchase. I have seen personally. Everything, he just has to show, I have got this property, I have got this, even job. But they believe and they give him everything. He's going to get married, boys and girls, they buy everything from fridge, refrigerator, car, everything, furniture, everything, on loan. And the moment he starts working, every day from his wages, cut off, goes direct to that bank. Isn't it? You know? How is he here? Same. In other words, he is in tremendous anxiety because he has got a plan, whole year plan. I will spend this much for my payment for my rent for my refrigerator, for my color television, for my car, cut off for my everyday household expenses like shopping, this much, all my big expenses cut. Something left and said, every year something for emergency. Again he go every year, something to relax, go to some, visit somewhere for tour, some country, relaxing like that. So when suddenly something less, he cannot go to work or sick, and he it will be cut off from the wages, you have to give. He's always in tension, always in tension. Who is free from tension? Tell. Nobody is free. Not Mr. Obama. More attention, anxiety, isn't it? But life previously was simple. Baba said, you simply have to simplify life. What you require to eat? Maybe 4 chapati. If you don't make it too opulent. And Brajavasi take that. Maybe some sabji, some dal. What do you require? You grow your own food till the land. If you chant Hare Krishna, there will be rain. Don't chant Hare Krishna, do jaga. You cannot, scientists cannot live on nuts and bolts without raw products. Factory cannot produce food. Never. The day is coming, Prabhupada says. Soon, already he saw Russia. The main grains, food grains, wheat, rice, corn, sugar, vegetables, fruits, almost will be out of the market in fact. You may be biased. Some country, and some, I don't want to tell which part of the world. Millions of tons of milk powder, honey, grain, in order to keep their standard value of their coins high compared to other countries, throwing them in the ocean. You know that? Or feeding the cows to make them fat, and maybe which 1,000 people can eat, just a few cows, maybe 50 cows, but thousands of people can be fed. Why? To make them fat and that. And so they are showing, look, they have got big hips, they are special for slaughtering. And the others give milk, not so, they will give milk, till they give milk, but then they will be sent to slaughter. Prabhupada said, is this civilization? It's like a mother or a father. You are treating them slaughtering. You will tell your mother, father, slaughtering. It's a barbaric civilization. Whole world is turning towards that. They are all copying. Even so-called, the root is Vedic culture. They say, I am not killing, I am selling them. But you know, they will be sent to slaughterhouse. So, those who are becoming Krishna conscious, at least trying your best, helplessly, they are most fortunate person in this world. They are most fortunate. Krishna, see, he is sincere. He is trying his best whether he can or not. Again.
Most fortunate.
It's okay. Yeah. It's alright. They are most fortunate. Even Swarupamup, even little bit somebody does. Yesterday you are explaining how much Krishna favors them, grace them. So what to speak of others, those who dedicate their life with so many difficulties, problems, challenges, risk of life and torture, atrocities, as Devaki Vasudev went through. Still now, devotees is good. I know those who are preaching, once in one country, they have got Kaleshyam, that means like a stadium. And all the nobles came, they watch, and then from the down, ground floor or the basement, they open. And there they open the cage, lions, tiger come and let loose those who are preaching God consciousness. And they attack them, they enjoy seeing. Can you see how brute, how cruel these people are? So those who preach God consciousness, they have to face so many atrocities. But Krishna will never, God never forgives what they did, and He will reward them accordingly. And those who are suffering, those who are putting others to torture, this preaching God consciousness, what they will happen, I tell one. I told another place. Time short. So one boy was, many cases, one to go through. He was in their country, he doesn't want God consciousness. They simply want, just you work hard, I will give you food. That means they don't, government doesn't accept God. So those countries, the devotees, when they are preaching incognito, in underground, they were, and they are caught many times. Sometimes they are warned, sometimes they are put in, so that international people, they protest. So they say, we are trying to correct them, put them in psychiatric camp. And doctor give them drugs so that they can forget all this. Then later on even they torture them. Put them in prison for a long time. Sometime, one of the prison, some devotee was there, and he said that his sentry used to kick him like anything, the boot heavy. He told, to substantiate his activity, he said, why you are beating me like that? I have done nothing to you. He said, my wife says, others are preaching. I heard some people are preaching other than our faith. They don't come to me unless you beat them like mercilessly. Kick with your boot so that they stop. So you can make them stop preaching on this one. Then you can come to me. What can I do? He's my wife, I have to go to him. So empty. So one day, time to him has been so much, he thinks he will die. So the whole body in so much pain. Sometime in head, he's kicking. And he thought, I will die. For days, he cannot talk. One day he found out, his attendant sentry is not there for days. He used to bring his food, very simple. Maybe loaf, bread, not in the oven, toasted, you understand? Roasting, okay? And some cabbage boiled, something like that. Sometimes salted bread. So, then he asked the sentry next door, sir, I don't see my parents coming to bring me food or anything for a few days. I was almost unconscious. So I said, oh, that sentry, used to guard you. Yeah, do you know what happened? It's very sad. What happened? He actually took leave for some days to go for a tourist, you know, going somewhere to enjoy. Took his wife and the children. Is that clear? Took his wife with his children in a car he was going. When he was going high above a mountain road, his car rolled down and he was very fatally. He was very fatally injured with his wife, him and children, and died at this very spot. So he's not coming. You can see what happened when somebody beat anybody. Just one example. I can tell you, but I don't tell you. I don't have time. You know what happens to Kamsa, what happens to all others? It seems to us story. This still happens. The younger Brahmin addressed the deity, saying, my dear Lord, you are my witness. I shall call for you to testify if it is necessary later on. The younger Brahmin said that. He's talking to the deity. Actually, devotees, according to his advancement, you know, he tried to communicate with the devotee, pray to the Lord, and he responds. Depending on his quality of devotion, Lord being pleased. এত বলি দুই জনে চলিলা দেশের গুরু বুদ্ধে ছোট বিপ্র বহু সেবা করে আফটার দিস টক্স দি টু ব্রাহ্মিন স্টার্টেড ফর দেয়ার হোম ভিলেজ অ্যাজ ইউজুয়াল দি ইয়াং ব্রাহ্মিন অ্যাকম্পানিড এল্ডারলি ব্রাহ্মিন অ্যাজ ইফ দি এল্ডার দি ওল্ডার ব্রাহ্মণ ওয়ার এ গুরু স্পিরিচুয়াল মাস্টার অ্যান্ড রেন্ডার্ড হিম সার্ভিস ইন ভেরিয়াস ওয়েজ স্টিল না You see an elderly person in a carriage, bus, or in stand-up, he said, please you sit, you are standing. Or an elderly woman, he said, please, like a mother. Still there, but it's changing. I don't know how much, I'm a city boy basically. And I like village, simple life, but it's also changing some to something. But most probably because of television effect, cinema. So many things they see. The whole world, a television brings a whole world in your small room. And you are convinced the whole world what is happening. Especially with the advertisement, all the young boys, girls getting degraded. Previously, their marriage, their father, mother used to arrange, seeing the chart of their life and seeing whether they are compatible the whole life, they live together. So one saintly person, when he started a movement, he told his boys and girls, he said, you don't be boyfriend, girlfriend. He used some strong word, he said, no, I get you married. No, but I tell you, you know, this is not your sense gratification. Marriage, according to Vedic culture, is considered very sacred and very serious. Don't be separated. Sometimes husband, wife, there is a conflict, there is a quarrel. It's okay. If you like, you get separate, that's like a leave. But as long as you are, this is a husband-wife quarrel, is nothing. Just like two goats are fighting, or there is a cloud in the sky early in the morning, then it will rain, but everything is insignificant. Again, they settle it. This is Vedic style, lifestyle. How much they are made, they settle themselves, among themselves. And as long as one is living, don't get married. Otherwise, again, he used a strong word. But what he said, another thing that I'm telling, he said, then I have nothing to do with you. Don't get married. If one of them is alive, other one should not again get married. Unless, if he dies, that case is divine. If he or she dies, take another wife, that's okay, another husband. But when a saintly person comes, everything is okay. Then before he goes, he says, don't change thing what I gave you. But depending on time, circumstances, and places, they sometimes dance. Otherwise, he cannot run the organization. So he said, then you have to face. The quality won't remain. Do you understand? So you're asking so many questions. And it's very easy to say, very difficult to do. No? Yes.
Sure.
But if we are sincere, if we are sincere, we don't want to be cheated, we want to be cheap, then we'll get cheap thing. If you pay the price, you get valuable thing. Now the question is, this challenge, how sincere we are. If you are really sincere, definitely Krishna will be merciful to you. Definitely without doubt. We must be very sincere. We must be honest to ourselves and honest to God. How much we are fallen, father, mother always accept son, daughter. How fallen they are. After all, they are their son, daughter. Even the material world is like this. What to speak of spiritual world, Krishna? Think it. If the material world, father, mother is like that, what to speak of spiritual world, Krishna? He's always watching. He knows everything. Deep within what is in our heart. It is better to feel helpless and cry out, That is Krishna's mercy. And you are living very lavishly, you cannot feelingly pray to the Lord. Can you? Can you? If you are living very comfortable, more opulent, more, you cannot feelingly pray to the Lord, except in exceptional cases. That is a Kunti Devi, one of the greatest devotees, said, I think, Krishna, now we won over the battle. My son will be the emperor of the world, Yudhishthira. Now mother, always son always listen to mother. Mother and son has got a very sweet relation. Mother is very attached to son. Son cannot, in India as I know, son is for difficult for a son. To if mother is emotional, and a child will affect son's heart. Because mother brought him up. Actually his body is nothing but mother's part of the body. See, mother says something, a son cannot refuse. So to become a mother of a king means she is almost like a king. Understand? At least this is Vedic culture. Very rare case sometimes. It's difficult for India, that's why. Boy to become a brahmachari or sannyasi, boy, Rama. Very difficult. If mother comes to see, usually what mother does, his father says, your mother stopped eating, she is in bed, I don't know what will happen to her. And son doesn't know what to do. And come, go back sometime to the house. Understand? Friend, it's very difficult. Cut off village. With the Western country, to cut off village is not very difficult. They are not so at all. They know. 17 years old, 19 years old, any girl or boy, I have explained. Tell son, daughter, look, Baba, we worked very hard to build this house, now you found your way out. Maybe she can tell the girl that when you select some boy, you tell us, we'll see. May sometime, otherwise, no. This is your matter. This is not very good. According to Vedic culture, something will be fighting and the quarrel, it's natural to live together. Then who will settle? Nobody accepting common authority. As a Vedic system is very good. I asked my mother also. You got married, they used to get married very young, 15 years. Boy maybe 15, girl maybe even less than that. But he doesn't live with her husband. Time to time husband comes and he cooks something. We know he is my husband. And he become grown up, then they live together. Even Prabhupada said, he married very when he was very young. His wife was very, maybe 9-10 years old. Or maybe less. But now the Indian government wants to stop this thing, because in case somebody dies, he's not earning money, how the girl will live? There are other considerations. Anyway, still Prabhupada wants. He said, ideal thing is boy should be 25 years old, and girl maybe 10 years younger, some younger man. That is great. He is like a spiritual master. To some extent, though they don't accept, we say, I want this paper of spiritual master. Every girl wants some sannyasi spiritual master. He is really. So, after returning Vidyanagar in their country, two villages, each Brahmin went back to their respective home. After some time, the elderly Brahmin became very anxious. Thus, one day, the elderly Brahmin called for a meeting of all his relatives, friends. Before them, he narrated what had happened, taken place in front of Gopal. When he was in pilgrimage in Vrindavan, he told, I gave promise, he said this, he did service to the mountain. When those who belonged to the family circle heard the narration of the old Brahmin, They made exclamations showing their disappointment. They all requested that he not make such a promise again. Niche karna dile kul jaibe knas, suniya sakol leho koribe upahas, vipravale titto bakko kemone kori an, jehuk sehuk ami divo karna dan. They unanimously agreed, if you offer your daughter to a degraded family, your aristocracy will be lost. When people hear of this, they will make jokes and laugh at you. All the family members say to the old man. The old man says, the elderly Brahmin said, how can I undo the promise I made in a holy place while on pilgrimage? Whatever may happen, I must give my own daughter in charity. Vibhra bale sakhi bolaiya koribe nay jiti konna love mor byartho dharma hoy. So there was some conversation, dialogue between the father, son. পুত্র বলে প্রতিমা সাক্ষী সেহ দূরে দেশে কে তোমায় সাক্ষী দিবে চিন্তা করো কিসে. এল্ডার ম্যান সেড, ইফ আই ডোন্ট গিভ মাই ডটার টু দি ইয়ং ব্রাহ্মিন হি উইল কল শ্রী গোপালজি অ্যাজ এ উইটনেস, দাস হি উইল টেক মাই ডটার বাই ফোর্স অ্যান্ড ইন দ্যাট কেস মাই রিলিজিয়াস প্রিন্সিপালস উইল বিকাম মিনিংলেস. দেন দি রিলেটিভস ইউনানিমাসলি সেড, if you give your daughter to that boy, sometimes this happens still in India, we shall give up all connection with you. Indeed, his wife and his sons declare, if such a thing happens, sometimes mother, son make conspiracy. So what they did, if such a thing happens, his wife and son tell him to him, the old man, we shall take poison and die. Nobody wants Disturbance in the family. Nahi kohi, nahi koyo, emithya bachan, sabe kohibe mor kichu nahi charan, tumi jodi koho ami kichui na jani, tobe ami nay kori brahmore rejini. And son is replying to his father, the son said, the deity may be a witness, but he is a distant country, how can he come to bear witness against you? That means the son is an atheist. He doesn't believe. It is a doll. It's natural. India, they may pay obeisance like that, but usually think, where from the deity come from? Jaipur. Which marble? Where from? That means is it a stone or a wood? You understand? The son is thinking like that, and he is replying to his father, why are you so anxious about this? He is telling his father, why are you anxious? The deity will come from there, you think? He's telling his father. Understand? Because he is an atheist. You don't have to flatly deny, his son is telling his father what to do, deny that you spoke such a thing. There is no need to make a false statement. Simply say that you do not remember what you said. Understand? Understand? If you simply say, I don't remember, I shall take care of the rest. Son is telling, you simply say this, I'll take care, I'll handle the matter later on. By argument, I shall defeat the young Brahman. Pope wrote a comment on this. Maybe I should go through it. Listen nicely. The son of the elder Brahman was an atheist, a follower of the Raghunath Smriti. He was very expert in dealing with pound, shilling, pence. A worldly person, he knows only money. But he was a fool number one. That is what Prabhupada is saying. That guy is a fool. Consequently, he did not believe in the spiritual position of the deity. The pure devotee thinks deity and Krishna is same. Nor did he have any faith in the Supreme Personality of God. Therefore, as a typical idol worshipper, he considered the form of the Lord to be made of stone or wood, I just said. Thus, he assured his father that the witness was only a stone deity, was not capable of speaking. Besides that, he assured his father that the deity was situated far away, consequently could not come to bear witness. In a sense, you are saying, have no anxiety. You don't have to lie directly, but you should speak like a diplomat. What? Like King Yudhishthir, when he spoke to Dronacharya, Ashwatthama hata iti gaja. Ashwatthama died. Ashwatthama is son of Dronacharya. Dronacharya had a promise, if I know my son died, only son, then I only. Now it is very difficult to kill Ashwatthama. He is the teacher who taught all the princes, even up to Arjuna. all this military science. So to defeat him is not so easy. This is the only way Krishna told the Yudhishthira. Everybody knows Yudhishthira never tell lie. So Krishna told Arjuna. Krishna is also, he is supreme diplomat. He is God. God means he is supreme in all respect, if it is necessary. And he cannot, he is not accountable for his what he does, because he is God. So Krishna told Yudhishthira, everybody knows you never tell lie, you go only. Only this way you can kill Dronacharya. You kill Dronacharya, then he will leave his weapons at once. Tell Dronacharya loudly, Ashwatthama died. Then very softly say, actually it is that elephant also. And he would hear, he would think, my son died. Then he will stop fighting and other will kill. You understand? This is famous saying in India. In social life, in India, always among the Hindus, they tell this guy is like a Bhima, this guy is like a Dhritarashtra, because of his character. Always family people can, you have these five brothers, they are like a Pandava, this guy is like Arjuna, they say. And the girls also, they say, she is like Kunti, she is like Dhritarashtra, she is like that. They say, in India, it's a common thing. There's so many characters in Mahabharata and Ramayana, that one maid servant, very shrewd, she is giving advice to one of the queen of Maharaj Dasarath. Why? You are enjoying if Ram is coming, become the king. Why you enjoy? You should enjoy when your son become king. What a fool this is. Actually, she wanted that Ram becomes king. But that woman, servant, she is a hunchback lady. This sort of character there. Man. Still, this. Beside that, he assured his father that the deity was situated far away and consequently could not. He could not come to bear witness. You know, this is a doll. How you come? Many people are like that, think they respect, but they think you can. In essence, you can go and see that deity still now. You go to India, go to Jagannath Puri, not very far, just few kilometers, within 10 kilometers there is a station before Jagannath Puri. But all train may not stop, but some will stop. You get down, you see that deity, very tall, man size almost. I saw once or twice, most of the time I don't go. We have the pandas there, they are always harassing, give me money. And even I am staying outside, I have to give money. He is harassing, why are you sitting there, why don't you go? I don't tell, because they will harass them. It's a harassment. I don't know, going there, but they come to me. I am sitting in the car at the distance. Found out one guy is sitting. Yes, have no anxiety, he is telling his father. Why anxiety? You do not have to lie directly, but you should speak like a diplomat, like King Yudhishthira. So, following this principle, simply say that you do not remember anything and are completely unaware of the statement given by the young Brahmin. If you make the background like that, I shall know how to fill in the argument and defeat him by what juggler. Thus I shall save you from having to give your daughter to him. Son is telling dad, father. Yeah? In this way our aristocracy will be saved. And I will give my sister, you give our sister to a rich aristocratic guy. Son, you have nothing to worry about. Son is telling father, making conspiracy with mother, together saying, we'll commit suicide, we'll die, you see how you do. No father, no house master wants that his wife commits suicide, his son commits suicide. So now, he is a good Brahmin, he wants that no disturbance in the house, and also what he promised to the boy, who is very nice, to give my daughter to him. He done. Make this boy my son-in-law. He's praying to the Lord later. Right? He's saying, Mor dharma rakkha pai namare nijjan dui rakkha karo gopal loinu saran. I am taking shelter, oh my Lord, to you. Please save my wife, save my son, so that they don't create trouble by committing suicide at the same time, so that I can give my daughter to this boy, I promise. Please keep both things. In this connection, Prabhupada said, God can do anything. That Prabhupada was making jokes sometimes. Once there is a Second World War. That Britain couldn't fight and Germany is bombing like anything. Then Churchill, Prime Minister, he is asking people, go to the church and pray everybody. Please, so that we can win, ultimately. And knowing this, that they have got also spy, German has got in England, then knowing this, Hitler is telling to the people, tell you, all of you go to the church and pray so that we win. Now, everybody knows two cannot win between two. Within the fight between two riders, two cannot both win. Can they win? One will win, one will be defeated. But God can do something. They are saying, man proposes, God disposes. He arranges something. So, Prabhupada is saying, so God is perplexed. What to do? He can make one guy win and one party defeat. What to do? So Prabhupada said, God, you can see how busy God is. And there are living entities innumerable in the world, that so much sand grains there in the sea. The living entity also has no limit. And every guy has got this sort of problem with others. So you can think of how busy God is. How busy you are. Nothing. How busy you are. Nothing. How busy you are. Nothing. But God is so busy. Because he has to settle it. Without his sanction, nothing happens. Not a blade of grass moves. He's thinking how to make him happy and how to make him also happy. So there is a saying, man proposes, God disposes. There is an English saying. People are always requesting, oh, give me this, give me that. How can I be free from this danger? The man is thinking, I don't know in your Tehran like that. But India, this is there. So a man is thinking, I don't have many people. I'm going to sleep. I don't know more. My dear Lord, I pray to you this, so that thief doesn't come and dig up my room and get inside when I am fast asleep and steal my wealth. And the thief is also praying to the Lord, my dear Lord, when I go to thief stealing, because I live on this only, how I will maintain myself and my family, so that when I go to steal, I don't face any impediment. No difficulty and caught. And so Lord has to decide what to do now. He is also praying, he says, both are his son. One a little naughty, the father mother has to think, what to do. And everybody listening this, Prabhupada, the way Prabhupada is explaining, everybody is laughing. Like, you see, God has to think what to do now. And he has got so many like that cases. And he has to sort out everything. Like that. Anyway. He said, but God can do. We cannot do something, but God can do both. So that they don't commit suicide. And at the same time, the old man can give the daughter to that boy. But common people think, how is it possible? If you do one thing, other thing bad will happen. If you do that thing, this will happen, they will come to suicide. But God can see how it is. The next day, the elderly Brahmin was thinking deeply about this matter when the young Brahmin came to his house. And Brahmin has come, settle that matter, now you don't promise. Tumi more karnarite, koira cho angikar, ebe kichu nahi ko, ki tumar bichar. You promised to give your daughter in charity to me. Now, you do not say anything. What is your conclusion? The young Brahmin came to him, offered respectful obeisances, then very humbly, folding his hand, he spoke this. The next day, the elderly Brahmin was thinking deeply about this matter, and the young Brahmin came to his house. After the young man submitted this statement, the elderly Brahmin remained silent. He said, he doesn't know what to say now. Taking this opportunity, his son immediately came out with a stick to strike the younger Brahmin. Hit him. Aryodha, mor bhogni chaho vibahite, bhaman hoya chat jena chaho tu dhunite. You are like a dwarf. You are desiring to catch the moon. In other words, you come from a poor family, and my sister come from an aristocratic family. You have to marry her. How dare? That is what it means. Naturally. The son says, oh, you are most degraded. You want to marry my sister? Just like a dwarf who wants to catch the moon? Seeing a stick in the hand of the son, the younger Brahmin fled. The next day, however, he gathered together all the people of the village. He called all the village, please come with me, see what is happening. All the people of the village then called for an elderly Brahmin. They called the elderly Brahmin and brought him to their meeting place. Come to the meeting. The young Brahmin then began to speak before them as follows. ইহমরে কন্যা দিতে কইরাছে অঙ্গীকার এবে যে না দেন পুছো ইহার ব্যবহার. দিস জেন্টলম্যান, দ্য ইয়াং ব্রাহ্মিন সে, দিস জেন্টলম্যান হ্যাজ প্রমিস টু হ্যান্ড ওভার হিজ ডটার টু মি, ইয়েট নাও হি ডাজ নট ফলো হিজ প্রমিস, প্লিজ আস্ক হিম অ্যাবাউট হিজ বিহেভিয়ার. তবে সেই বিপ্রেদে পুছিল সভ্যজন, কন্যা কেনে না দেহ যদি দিয়াছ বচন. অল দি পিপল গ্যাদার দেয়ার আস্ক দি এল্ডারলি ব্রাহ্মিন, ইফ ইউ হ্যাভ অলরেডি প্রমিস টু গিভ ইম ইউর ডটার ইন চ্যারিটি, ওয়াই আর ইউ নট ফুলফিলিং ইয়ার প্রমিস, ইউ হ্যাভ গিভেন ইয়ার ওয়ার্ড অফ অনার. বিপ্র কহে শুনল মোর নিবেদন, কবে কি কইয়াছি মোর নাইক শরণ. জাস্ট হোয়াট ইজ সান সেড, দ্য এল্ডারলি ম্যান ইজ সেইং. The elderly Brahmin said, my dear friend, please hear what I have to submit to you. I don't exactly remember making a promise like that. When the elderly Brahmin's son heard this, he took an opportunity to juggle some words. Becoming very impudent, he stood before the assembly and spoke as follows. তীর্থযাত্রায় পিতার সঙ্গে ছিল বহুধন, ধন দেখি এই দুষ্টের লইতে হইল মান, আর কেহ সঙ্গে নাই সেই এই সঙ্গে একল, ধুতুরা খাওয়াইয়া বাপে করিল পাগল. সব ধন লইয়া কহে চড়ে লইল ধন, কন্যা দিতে চাহিয়াছে উঠাইল বচন. তোমরা সকল লোক করহ বিচারে, মোর পিতার কন্যাইতে যোগ্য কি হারে. That what the brother of that girl is saying to the public gathered. What is that? Listen. While touring that son of the elderly person telling to the public of the village gathered, while touring various holy places of pilgrimage, my father carried so much wealth and money. Seeing this money and wealth, this robe, that means this boy Brahmin, decided to take it away. There was no one besides this man with my father. There is no other person than this boy with my father. So giving him an intoxicant known as LSD, Bhupas said LSD, actually it's called Dhutra. Everybody in India knows Dhutra, one something grows, flowers with a fruit, and if you take it, it is very intoxicating, you may go a little mad, They become eyes, people know, you know? Dhritra? I don't know in your country, but giving him an intoxicant, Prabhupada said, LSD, known as Dhritra, to eat in his food. This boy is making a story, son of the elder man. This rogue, this gunda, dacoit, this Brahmin boy, made my father mad. If you take that, this will go mad. Having taken all my father's money, this rogue, that means that young Brahmin, claimed that it was taken by some thief. Now he is claiming that my father has promised to give him his daughter in charity. All of you assembled here are gentlemen. You are all gentlemen. Please judge whether it is befitting to offer this poor Brahmin my father's daughter, who comes from an aristocratic family. Please you decide, consider. The son, hearing all this statement, all the people gathered there became a little doubtful. They thought it quite possible that because of attraction for riches, one might give up his religious principle. Brahmin forget. He may give something to his father to become mad and then it stole his money. Quite possible they're alone. They're thinking that, they're doubtful. At that time the young Brahmin said, then young boy, Brahmin, he's saying to them, my dear gentlemen, please hear, he's telling to the addressing the public, the young Brahmin now. Just to gain victory in an argument, this man is lying. Understand? He said, he's lying. Young Brahmin said, being very satisfied with my service, this Brahmin said to me of his own accord. On his own he said, I didn't ask him. I promise to hand over my daughter to you. Become pleased with my service, just like he felt I am like his son. At that time I forbade him to do this, telling him, oh best of the Brahmins, I am not a fit husband for your daughter. I come from a poor family, uneducated, not come from aristocratic family. You are aristocratic family, rich Brahmin, educated. I am not such a man. Why you promise? Your relatives may oppose, your wife, your children, your relatives, family member. This is not usually done. Sometimes. Whereas you are a learned scholar, rich, belonging to aristocratic family. I am a poor man, uneducated, with no claim to aristocracy. The young Brahmin said. Still, this Brahmin insisted. Again and again, he's telling about the old Brahmin. He told me again and again, it's my daughter, I can do anything I like. What other will oppose? It's my daughter. So again and again, he asked me to accept his proposal, saying, I have given you my daughter, please accept it. He told me like that, when in pilgrimage, he's divine, that young Brahmin. I then said, please hear, you are a learned Brahman, your wife, your friends, relatives will never agree to this proposal. What you are proposing, they may not agree. Very likely, they won't agree, because I come from a poor family. Karnadite narive habe asatya vachan punarupi kahe vipra koriya jatahari. My dear sir, you will not be able to fulfill your promise. That is, that young Brahmin is saying that I told this old Brahmin at that time that, my dear sir, you won't be able to fulfill your promise. Your promise will be broken. Yet, again and again, the elderly Brahmin emphasized this promise. No, 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 my daughter I can give whatever I like. What the other will promise? Oppose relatives, my wife, my son, other relatives. I have offered my daughter, the younger Brahmin telling those stories, what happened. I have offered my daughter, old Brahmin said, do not hesitate, she is my daughter and I shall give her to you. Who can forbid me? He is telling this whole story, the young Brahmin. At that time, I I concentrated my mind and request the Brahmins to make the promise before the deity Gopal. Then you tell in front of Gopal. Then this gentleman said in front of the Gopal deity, "My dear Lord, please bear witness, I have offered my daughter to this Brahmin in charity." He is telling the incident, what happened in the power. Accepting the Gopal deity as my witness, I then submitted the following at his lotus feet. Young Brahmin said, "If this Brahmin," that means the elder Brahmin who promised him, the younger Brahmin said, "If this Brahmin later hesitates to give me his daughter, my dear Lord, I shall call on you as a witness. Please note this with care and attention." He is telling the deity. The young Brahmin is so faithful, he knows I am talking to God. India, these sort of simple people used to be there. এই বাক্যে সাক্ষী মোর আছে মহাজন, যার বাক্য সত্য করে মানিত হইব। দাস আই হ্যাভ কল্ড, হি ইজ টেলিং টু দ্য গ্যাদারিং অফ দ্য পাবলিক অফ দ্য ভিলেজ, দাস আই হ্যাভ কল্ড আপন এ গ্রেট পার্সোনালিটি ইন দিস ট্রানজ্যাকশন। গ্রেট পার্সোনালিটি ইজ কৃষ্ণ ডিটি। আই হ্যাভ আস্ক দি সুপ্রিম লর্ড টু বি মাই উইটনেস। ইটস ভেরি সিম্পল পার্সন, হি ইজ টেলিং লাইক দ্যাট। দ্য এন্টায়ার ওয়ার্ল্ড অ্যাকসেপ্ট দি ওয়ার্ডস অফ দি সুপ্রিম পার্সন গড অফ কৃষ্ণ। He is making this statement, all this thing, telling what happened in the past when they went to pilgrimage, these two Brahmins, to the public. Tabe boro bipra kahe, ei satya katha Gopal jodi sakhi den apuni ashi eta, tabe konna dibo ami janiyo nischoy, tar putra kahe ei bhalo bat hoy. Now in front of the public, what the old man is saying and his son is saying, it is here. The old man is saying, taking this opportunity, the old man is saying, the elderly Brahmin immediately confirmed that this was really true. What the old young Brahmin says, actually it is true. The old Brahmin is saying to the public. The old Brahmin said, if Gopal personally comes here to serve as a witness, I shall surely give my daughter to the young Brahmin. The elderly Brahmin's son immediately confirmed this. You see, he yet he knows the deity won't come. He's a dog. Understand? Saying this, the young boy, that son of the elderly Brahmin, said, "Yes, this is a very nice statement, settlement." So, the elderly Brahmin thought, since Lord is very merciful, he will certainly come to prove my statement. The elderly Brahmin is thinking at heart like that. He thought, since Lord Krishna is very kind, merciful, he will certainly come to prove my statement. What I say? And the son is thinking, his son, the atheist son thought, it is not possible for Gopal to come and bear witness. Thinking thus, the father and son agreed. The younger Brahmin took this opportunity to speak, "Please write this down on a paper in black and white." The young Brahmin said, "Now in front of you, please write down in black and white, so that you may not again change your word of honor." Once you change your order, now you again don't do, now write it. Tabe sab log mili patra to likhilo duhar sanmitra madhyastha rakhilo. All the assembled people got this statement down in black and white. They wrote it down. And black and white, taking the signature of agreement from both of them. Both, yes, this is there. Thing happened. Served as the mediator. The mediator is the public. Then the younger Brahmin said, "Tabe choto vipra kahe suno sarvajan ei vipra satya vakya dharma parayan." Then the young Brahmin said to the public, This elderly person is actually religious. He tells the truth. The young Brahmin then said, "Will you all gentlemen present please hear me? This elderly Brahmin is certainly very truthful and is following the religious principle." His girlfriend, the elderly Brahmin, young man. He had no desire to break his promise, but fearing that his kinsman, his son and wife, would commit suicide, he deviated from the truth. Little, he just said, "I can't remember." By the piety of the elderly Brahmin, the young Brahmin said, "I shall call the Supreme Personality of Godhead as a witness. Thus I shall keep his truthful promise intact." Hearing the emphatic statement of the younger Brahmin, some atheists in the meeting began to cut jokes. They're joking. They know it won't come. However, someone else said, "After all, the Lord is merciful. And if he likes, he may come in." Then, after the meeting, the young Brahmin started for Vrindavan. Upon arriving there, he first offered his respectful obeisances to the deity Gopal and narrated everything in full details in front of the deity. What happened? He said, "My dear Lord, you are protector of the Brahminical culture. You are also very merciful. Therefore, kindly show your great mercy by protecting the religious principle of us two Brahmins." He's talking to the deity after going back again. "My dear Lord, I am not thinking to become happy by getting the daughter as my bride, I am simply thinking that the Brahmins has broken his promise. That is giving me great pain." He broke his promise. "I don't want his daughter. I can't break your promise." Bhupa wrote part one. Shall I read to you? Little? Listen.
Please.
It was not at all the intention of the young Brahmin to get the daughter of the elderly Brahmin in marriage. It's not intended. Thus enjoy material happiness and sense gratification. It was not for that reason that the young Brahmin went to Vrindavan to ask Supreme Personality of Godhead to act as a witness. His only concern was that the elderly Brahmin had promised something, and if Gopal did not bear witness that transaction, then the older Brahmin would incur a spiritual blemish. Therefore, the young Brahmin wanted protection and help from the deity. The young Brahmin was thus a pure Vaishnava. Over his commenting, and he had no desire for sense gratification. He wanted only to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead and the older Brahmin, who was also a Vaishnava and very much devoted to the Lord. এতো জানি তুমি সাক্ষী দেহ দয়াময়, জানি সাক্ষী নাহি দেয় তার পাপ ক্ষয়। দি ইয়ং ব্রাহ্মিন কন্টিনিউ টকিং টু দিয়ার ডিটি বৃন্দাবন গোপাল, "মাই ডিয়ার স্যার, ইউ আর ভেরি মার্সিফুল, ইউ নো এভরিথিং, দেয়ার ফর কাইন্ডলি বি এ উইটনেস ইন দিস কেস। এ পার্সন হু নোজ থিংস অ্যাজ দে আর স্টিল ডাজ নট বিয়ার উইটনেস becomes involved in sinful activities." He is telling the Lord Gopal like that, the young man. Gopal wrote some part four. Maybe I read to you.
Yes, please.
The dealings between a devotee and the Lord are very simple. The young Brahmin said to the Lord, "You know everything, but if you do not bear witness, you will be involved in sinful activity." He is telling the Lord. There is no possibility, however, of the Lord's being involved in sinful activity. And a pure devotee, even though he knows everything of the Supreme Lord, can speak with him exactly as if he were a common man. A sweet dealing. There are so many like that. In Sri Khanda, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was there, his associates, one family man, they used to worship our deity. And one day, the man was going out, he asked his little boy, can you take care of the deity? You do worship and offer prasadam, feed the Lord. Then, when his father went away for some days, he was in front of the deity saying, my dear Lord, I don't know how to worship my daddy, no. I don't know mantra, nothing. My daddy says, I am doing arati and offering this food. Please take it. I don't know mantra. Because of his simplicity, and little boy, very pure, and saying, and again, and he thought, Lord eats food, but as usual, he is not taking. Then when he started insisting, Lord, now you must take, my father says, I have to feed you. Take. And he said, he was crying, his father said to beat him. And then later on he bring a stick, some say, he said, I will beat you. Don't take prasad. Then Lord liked, everybody likes little boy, little girl. So Lord said, oh, it's very, very nice. He took, started. This is also a devotee sometimes talk to the deity. And those have no faith, they just mechanically do. And Lord, when he is pleased with his devotee, he reciprocates. That is the sweet relationship. That is the devotional side. It's called chit vilas. On a spiritual plane, common people think he is mad. Why he is with the wheels fanning, this, that. Some neophyte devotee do mechanically. The devotee is long time, their experience advance. He pour out his heart and serve the Lord. Lord also reciprocate. This is very sweet. Common people don't understand. They think he is mad. Prabhupada always in front of deity, always prays. He'll stand and say so many things. Prabhupada said, always learn. Pour your heart to the Lord. But we most of the time chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Actually, we should say, Lord, please help me. I am very inefficient. I don't deserve to be your servant, but I am trying my best. Please accept my service. Let me serve you. I can't serve, I know. I am not qualified. I am trying my best. Please take my service. Little at least take my service, accept my service. You know, I don't. I am not qualified. I am very dejected and sinful. But please forgive my offenses. I know I am making offense. So, if you become very simple at heart and very sincere, I give myself. And reciprocate. And devotees get unlimited delight. Externally it looks like he's crying or feeling insane. So this is a personal. And we are doing arati, service, all this. These official people are watching. When one has to pour his heart, it should be God is there alone and I am there. Nobody is there. Bhakti relates to the heart. But what we are doing is mostly we are giving our body and maybe mind. In most cases, we are doing as a matter of duty, like that, not feelingly. Actually, we should be feelingly. Bhakti means feel. What do you feel? You pour out. That is heart. Bhakti relates to the heart, and Lord is within the heart. So it appears as far. And only Krishna said to Brahma, Lord said to Brahma, the knowledge about Supreme Person and Godhead is very, very confidential. Rahasyam, it is very, very confidential secret. Only when he pours his heart while entering service to me with love and devotion, then there is reciprocation exchange. That is it. That is the sweetness. Is God and devotee. Relationship. I'm just repeating what Prabhupada said. Don't think. His only concern was that elder Acharya. Therefore, the young Brahmin wanted protection and help from the deity. The young Brahmin was thus a pure Vaishnava. The young Brahmin continued, my dear son, you are very merciful, you know everything. The Prabhupada wrote a purport. Shall I read? Yes. The dealings between the devotee and the Lord are very simple. The young Brahmin said to the Lord, that deity also there, which took prasad from the food from the little boy. You know everything, but if you do not bear witness, you will be involved in sinful activity. A pure devotee, even though he knows everything of the Supreme Lord, can speak with him exactly as if he were a common man, although the dealings between Lord and his devotee are always very simple and open, there is formality. All these things happen because of the connection between the Lord and the devotee. That connection is bhakti. That connection is heart to heart. But it requires, we should have patience by practicing, hearing, chanting, glorifying, remembering. Now how much we are doing mechanically, how much we are doing with heart, that is up to us. When we are in danger, difficulty, calamity, great, then we very feelingly pray to the Lord, isn't it? But when you have no anxiety, nothing, just do mechanically, isn't it? Yes or no? Now you ask yourself, is it yes or no?
Unfortunately, yes.
Yes. In most cases. That is why Kunti Devi Prabhupada says, Kunti Devi is such a great devotee. We can become a grain of dust of Kunti Devi. Our life will be successful. Go back to her. Kunti Devi says, let those danger which came in my life, in my son's, my daughter-in-law's life, come again and again. We cannot say that. We'll say that? We won't say. We say, save me, save me. But Prabhupada is saying, why she is saying? Then she is saying, if this happens, I know definitely, we will have very intimate association with you. You will at once come. Always he comes. If somebody is sincere, Lord always comes to help. When Draupadi, was in a most humiliated stage, worst possible thing a woman can think of, and Krishna was at that time being served by his chief queen, nice foodstuff. Krishna suddenly remains stuck, not enjoying. And Rukmini is saying, what are you doing? Eat, I am giving you all best things. Take it. And he saw, Krishna is great. What happened? What are you thinking? Rukmini doesn't know what is going on in Krishna's mind. Krishna knows everything. Krishna knows Draupadi in trouble. What's possible? Thing can happen to a woman, being humiliated publicly in front of you. So Draupadi said, Krishna, so if you want, I tried my best, you want me to be humiliated like that? Okay, I surrender to you completely. At once, unlimited mercy of Krishna coming in the form of saris and Duryodhana directing to see her without clothes, and Dushasana, another brother, trying to disrobe her, pulling her clothes, he getting exhausted. Heels off, hips off, sharis, hip up, and he fell down. He can't pull it. Why? Because of Krishna. Krishna is not eating. No, that is different case. Then Durvasa Muni came, that is most probably. I may be mixing up. I am not sure. The incident like that, Krishna was eating sometime. And Krishna knows Draupadi in trouble. Draupadi is thinking of Krishna. What shall I do? You know? Then Rukmini said, another devotee, great devotee. She says, eat. I'm giving you all best things. No, I can't eat now. What happened? Again? No, my devotee in trouble. I have to go. No, eat after then you go. Krishna, at once. So you can think. That is why Kunti says, let those danger come again. But we are not in a position to tell that again. But we can think this is ideal case our. When that day will come, we can. Little bit like that thing. Otherwise, we simply think, Krishna, help, save me, help. No? But Kunti, how great she could be, a devotee, could talk like that. Like Mother Yashoda. Nobody could be as great as Mother Yashoda is saying. Then Mother Yashoda gets so much mercy of Krishna. Hardly any great devotee can get. Kunti may be one, but something like that. Compared Kunti's devotion and Mother Yashoda's devotion. Somehow he's comparing something. I forgot, you read it up. So there is the conversation between the deity and the deity Gopal and this boy. Maybe I read it. The boy at one point said, so when this Brahmin said this, then there is some conversation going. I'm quickly going through. He said, Lord Krishna replied, the deity replied, my dear Brahmin, go back to your home, call a meeting of all the men. In that meeting, just try to remember me. I shall certainly appear there. At that time, I shall protect the honor of both you Brahmin, you Brahmins, by bearing witness to the promise. The young Brahmin replied, my dear sir, even if you appear there as a 400-form Vishnu deity, still none of those people will believe in your words. Only if you go there in this form of Gopal. So, what is the time? Oh, 12:45, I have to finish soon. Time is running out, you're forgetting time. This is Krishna consciousness. Mother Yashoda listening. Uddhava and Nanda Baba talking about Krishna. Afternoon passed away. Evening passed away. Whole night passed. They are not aware the daytime has come. Other gopis came to receive Mother Yashoda and Nanda Baba with nice thing, lamp, this, that. Huh? Daytime has come. This is Krishna consciousness, real. Absorption in the thought of Krishna. Mother Yashoda listening about Krishna, what Nanda Baba is asking about Krishna, and Uddhava is answering. Mother Yashoda meditating, thinking of her son. Every mother thinks, son may grow up, he is married, he has got son are married, still they think father, mother, like their little son, sometimes like that. India say like that. They also sit on their lap sometimes, out of affection. So, Mother Yashoda is thinking of Krishna, and tears roll down her eyes, on her cheeks, on her sari, getting wet. From her breast, milk flowing, and also getting wet. But she is not aware. She is simply absorbed. This is the greatest devotee symptom of the Brajavasi. They are always absorbed 24 hours. In the thought of Krishna's name, form, beauties, pastime, his smile, his beautiful lotus-like eyes, his peacock feather, his nice flute, his playing with charms enchant the whole universe. In the Keshigad, he's playing flute, a little shepherd, a blue boy, and one gopi hears it and he says to the other gopis, do you know there is a blue boy? He is playing his flute so enchanting. If you still have attachment to your body, to your bodily relation, don't go there. Why? You will be so captivated, you will forget all this. It's very sweet. So, then, I said that. Then he's saying that Lord Krishna said, I have never heard of a deity walking from one place to another. The Brahmin replied, that is true. But how is it that you are speaking to me although you are a deity? Who said? Devotee. One who is a devotee, he is very clever. So he's talking. Pratimana ho tumi sakkhat brajendranandan vipralagi karo tumi akarjya karan. My dear Lord Gopal, you are not a statue. You are directly the son of Nanda Maharaj. Now, for the sake of all Brahmins, you can do something you can never done before. Sri Gopal then smiled and said, my dear Brahmin, just listen to me. I shall walk behind you, and in this way I shall go with you. Every day offer me some rice, bhoga, but don't turn back. If you turn, then I won't walk. How do you know that I am walking behind you? You will always hear, when I am walking, my ankle bells tinkling, making sound, then you will know I am walking. Do not turn back. If you turn, look at me, then I won't walk, I won't walk. Yes, what you can't. Very sweet. Oh, that is a big part, though. I don't know enough time today. I want to finish. It's very nice. And Nityananda Prabhu is telling this story to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is relishing all the day listening to Nityananda Prabhu. Nityananda Prabhu heard this from somebody else, and he is telling about Gopal's story. How this Gopal? This Gopal, still you can go and see. Still there. It has got so many other pastimes. When he will go back, then queen, sometime, king brought him to Cuttack, and then queen is thinking, so nice this girl. I wish, usually still not like that. The ladies go and give their ornaments best to the Lord sometimes. And Lord exchange, talk to the ladies. And so she thought, oh, Gopal is so nice. I wish I have got a very expensive jeweled nose ring. I give it to Gopal. But I don't know Gopal has got nose hole. Then the next day, she is sleeping, so in a dream Gopal came. You know, my mommy to make so that I can put here a ring, nose ring, made a hole here, long back. You find it. Why didn't you give me your ring? Sometimes. Then she will come and give her things. And she like, oh, Krishna looks very nice. Oversight. Now you know, it is not you have to be rich or big guy, sannyasi, this and that. No, no. You know what Krishna likes. You know what Radhani likes. It's all there in the scripture. You with love and devotion, bring it. Maybe it's very difficult to collect. You see, Krishna is smiling. Your life is perfect. You achieve perfection. Krishna likes very simple thing. A small one type of fruit there in Navan. It is called, those trees are there still now, 5,000 years old. They are called, what is it? Reddish, pink color, sometimes stronger than this. I saw this little thing. Or Krishna, the flowers Krishna like, they are in the book, Champaka, Bell, Jui, Malati, Mallika, Kadamba, make garland, Radhani makes garland for Krishna. And Krishna suddenly come, Radhani becomes shy. What are you making? No, nothing, nothing. Pink flowers to make for Krishna. Sometimes Krishna also make for Radhani. What are you making, my Lord? Nothing, nothing. And give her. To other gopis, give it to Radharani. Who made? Who made? Very nice. Very nice. Then the gopis smiled. Somebody gave. And Radhani can understand Krishna made it. Yeah. Same thing. This is a very sweet exchange. So you make something nice. Bring something nice Krishna likes. Give it to Radharani. Radharani represented him. And she was, Krishna. Because he is very dear to Krishna. Krishna, I have no devotion for you. Nothing. Here is a boy. Here is this girl. Brought something for you. Look. You like it? Very nice. Flowers. Krishna, very nice. Please accept this service. I have nothing devotion for you. Krishna. Radhani recommends. Radhani prepares. Then you get it perfection. Very simple. So you know ultimately what happened? Asya Gopal kahe suno Brahmin. তোমার পাছে পাছে আমি করিব গমন উল্টিয়া আমি তুমি না করিও দর্শনে আমাকে দেখিলে আমি রহিব সেই স্থানে নূপুরের ধ্বনি মাত্র আমার শুনিবা সেই শব্দে আমার ভ্রমণ প্রতীতি করিবা এক শের অন্নরান্ধি কর সমর্পণ তা খাইয়া তোমার সঙ্গে করিব গমন হোয়াট এভার আই সে দিস ইজ বেঙ্গলি ওকে I'll go with you. You can be sure, believe it, that I'm going from the sound of my ankle bell. Every day give me this much amount of rice, cook for me. Never look back. Moment you look back, I won't go. Now this happened. Thus, this boy came back to his village. There, the young Brahmin walked and walked in this way until eventually arrived in the country. When he neared his own village, he began to think as follows. এবে মুই গ্রামে আইনু জাইনু ভবন লোকের কহিব কিয়া সাক্ষীর আগমন. নাও আই হ্যাভ কাম টু দি ভিলেজ অ্যান্ড আই উইল গো টু দি হোম অ্যান্ড টেল অল দ্য পিপল দ্যাট উইটনেসেস ক্যান আই. দ্য ব্রাহ্মণ দেন বিগ্যান টু থিঙ্ক দ্যাট ইফ দ্য পিপল ডিড নট ডিরেক্টলি সি দ্য গোপাল ডিটি দে উড নট বিলিভ দ্যাট হি হ্যাড অ্যারাইভড. বাট ইভেন ইফ গোপাল স্টেইজ হিয়ার হি থট দ্যার ইজ স্টিল নাথিং টু ফিয়ার. এত ভাবি সেই বিগ্রহ ফিরিয়া চাহিলা হাসিয়া গোপাল দে তথা রহিলা. থিঙ্কিং দিস ওয়ে দ্য ব্রাহ্মণ টার্ন টু ব্যাক লুক ব্যাক হি দেন স দ্য গোপাল দি সুপ্রিম পার্সনের ঘরে ওয়াজ স্ট্যান্ডিং দেয়ার অ্যান্ড স্মাইলিং. দ্য লর্ড টোল্ড দ্য ব্রাহ্মণ নাও ইউ ক্যান গো হোম আই শ্যাল স্টে হিয়ার আই শ্যাল নট লিভ. The young Brahmin then went to the town, informed all the people about Gopal's arrival. Hearing this, the people were struck with wonder. All the town people went to see the witness Gopal. When they saw the Lord actually standing there, from distance they can see huge deity. This is of course a man's size, 5 feet, something like that. Still it is there. Actually standing there, they all offered their respect, full obeisances. When the people arrived, they were very pleased to see the beauty of the Gopal. When they heard that he had actually walked there, they were all surprised. Then the elderly Brahmin, being very pleased, came forward. Immediately fell like a stick in front of the Gopal. Thus, in the presence of all the town people, Lord Gopal bore witness that the elderly Brahmin had offered his daughter in charity to the young Brahmin. After the marriage ceremony was performed, the Lord informed both Brahmins, "You two Brahmins are my eternal servants, birth after birth." The Lord continued, "I have become very much pleased by the truthfulness of you both." Brahmin means he is very truthful. Unless one becomes a Brahmin, he cannot become a devotee. One who is a devotee, already he is on the Brahminical platform. The Lord continued, when Prabhupada first reporter came to see him, he asked, "What do you want to make these boys and girls?" Prabhupada said, "I want to make them Brahmin. Unless somebody is Brahmin, he cannot understand Vedic literature. And he knows, I am not this body, I am spirit. I belong to the spiritual world. I am a servant, eternal servant of the Supreme Personal Godhead, Krishna. My business is simply to serve him under the guidance of Krishna. This is called self-realization." So the Lord continued, "I have become very much pleased by the truthfulness of the work. Now you can ask for a benediction." Thus, with great pleasure, the two Brahmins begged for a benediction. Benediction is, "Please, if you really bless me, please stay here from now." Any question? Very nice. Nityananda was telling, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is relishing with all the devotees. Now, 10 to 1, or almost to 1, we have got other so many things to do. Time is running out fast. Don't know. Lord, help! How to help you adjust? I'm sure He'll help. I'm sure. So, any comment, any question? Yes, sir. Don't ask me a question. I'd kill you for singing. Huh? Hey, boy. Hey, boy. Huh? Uh-huh. No? Or somewhere places to see? You have already shown once. You can show some place, something of interest, anything. Good here. Samavada Bhaktavinoda Ki. How long we are talking? 2 hours. Huh? You cannot put time limit in Krishna Katha. Sometimes it's nice. Gaur Govinda Maharaj used to speak for hours. He give class which supposed to say, Maharaj, 40 minutes talk. Who was a Krishna Katha has no time limit. He will go on talking for hours. 9 o'clock he starts, maybe 12:30 finish. Then they will go to take breakfast. Supposed to take a 9. You have to absorb. This is Krishna consciousness. To be absorbed 24 hours in something to do with Krishna consciousness. Are you hearing? Glorifying? So you forget. You are this body. You are this body means you are thinking how to eat, how to sleep, like that. Now you become Krishna conscious. Does it make sense? Yes, sir? Does it make sense or not? What do you think?
He said yes.
That means you are Krishna conscious. Yes means you accept it. Maharaj Parikshit has got 7 days to die. We don't know next moment I can die. Heart attack. Before that, better. Do. Nobody can guarantee. Next moment when you leave, we are always planning. When I become old, 90 years, 100 years, I will die. No. We should always think of Krishna, always think of death also. At any moment I can die. Then we become serious. Krishna consciousness, isn't it? Hello? Am I right?
Yes.
Unless you become serious, you cannot solve your problem. You take it easy. Let us go to Pizza Hut.
Please distribute
prasadam, see, brought mercy of the Lord. Please take the mercy of the Lord.
Please
contribute.
Pardon?
For Krishna's Dhamma.
I brought a smaller pack for.
Yeah, Sudama will be waiting. I'm very pleased. Oh, my auntie gave.
Sudama is very strict brahmachari. He never thinks about the auntie and mommy. When he goes to Vrindavan, he never goes and visits mommy at home.
Nah,
he just stays in the temple, and sometimes we find, Sudama is there. Surprise.
But doesn't he come? Give you some prasad, Maha.
Yeah, I just sent to you some prasad for Sudama, and you please kindly. I don't want to give you this trouble, but again, you see, Maharaj, when it was his initiation day, so we were not aware that it's his initiation day. And then we suddenly noticed that Sudama is in the temple behind the view. You were just arriving. So then next day we understand that it's his initiation day. Like that. And by fortune, Krishna's arrangement, I was there also.
This is all arranged by Krishna.
Yes.
And you don't know why Krishna does this.
Never happens on that month of the year, I'll be there. It was in January, if I'm not wrong.
Yeah.
So then I was going to go in October, but somehow it postponed to January. So then I was January then, I was thinking, what is this arrangement for? And then when that happens, I said, this is Lord's arrangement. He wanted me to be there on that specific day, because it's once per, you know, whole life.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. But when he goes to Vrindavan, he sees his mother, he goes, doesn't he?
He doesn't go to the home.
He doesn't go to home,
no.
But he goes to his mother, see him.
But how are you? The mother is in the temple, and he meets the mother, and he just reciprocates, you know, he just talks to mother. Otherwise, if the mommy comes, Sudama answers. Otherwise, no call from Sudama.
That is what Acharya says. What can be done? He is following the Acharya. What Purva says.
But mommy says, I'm a devotee, I'm a karmi, so what is wrong with me? I have just brought him up as a devotee, so she's expecting a little reciprocation. Like,
yeah, he's reciprocating. It has been to that extent, as Acharya said. As Krishna said.
Anyhow, that's your blessings, Maharaj.
What then? I phoned my mother? But my mother phones? God, he phones. I talked to
mother. I visited, his mother is now 88 years old, and I visited him like maybe 6 months back, and he was saying, where is my son? I have not seen him for a long time. I'm feeling
Yeah, Maharaj, you are sannyasi. Sudama is not sannyasi. Sudama is just a little boy for mommy.
Maybe to every mother, his son is like a little boy.
Anyhow, this is all your blessing. I'm very happy that Sudama is in the right hands. And I'm really very happy for him. I'm really happy for him because I can see that on his age, the boys who have been grown up even in Vrindavan, they are not like Sudama, you know. And Sudama is very special soul, I think. He is very special. And I'm really happy.
He's very simple.
For him. Yeah.
He always writing letter to me. I talk to him sometimes over phone. Sometimes he likes letter, periodically. Big letter.
I'm really happy that he's in the right person hand. So please follow to just guide him and shower your
I just tell
blessing.
Him what my guru said, same thing to him. He meets his mother. When mother comes to the temple, roam around, he goes to mother.
Yeah.
He may not go.
Yeah. Even mother expected him to go home, but he's not going home. But this is all right. I just understand because he's now in that position. He has to become stronger and stronger emotionally. Mm. And then when that emotion is stronger,
then maybe he
would just somehow be a little...
Can adjust.
Yeah.
So please take... we have to also have got other things to do. Please come and take prasad. Take the mercy of the Lord.
Thank you very much.
You do exercise, you can do exercise. You can swim every day or do some physical exercise, it helps.
Okay. Thank you very much for everything. I should leave now.
Thank
you. We'll see you again somewhere. Hare Krishna.
Still, from Dubai, if I go, you can go to that sea island, because that is what he has said to me. What is his name? Doesn't require maybe visa.
No visa for us.
It may be half an hour.
It's 40 minutes.
Thank you very much.
This time I didn't have time. Then I could have, from Dubai, I went to Dubai. I didn't have time to go.
So sweet, the Krishna Katha really is Tava Katha Vrita Krishna Tata Jiva. Now it's really enlivening the whole heart. Thank you so much.
But I cannot speak like I think.
Thank you so much.
What is our Sachinandan Maharaj? He tells very intimate past. I don't think he tells what Prabhupada said. I hear. You are fortunate. In the hand of Sachinandan.